Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it was the middle of the night. She woke up to hear her roommate speaking in a language she had never heard, but she wasn't talking to her. It seemed like she was talking to something else in the room.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there. Thank you very much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, if you want to share it with us, that would be awesome. Call it in. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive, sign up. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes and Harper's here today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Pretty good. We're getting ready for the big snowstorm.
Ooh, yes.
As is half of the country, literally.
Gosh, yeah.
It's huge. Well, it's massive.
Carol, I have a question for you.
Yes, Harper, go right ahead. Ask me anything.
Do you want to build a snowman?
No.
No?
I really don't, but do you want to build a snowman?
Not really.
I don't. It just seems so cold. Now, when I was a kid, like, it would start snowing. I couldn't wait to get out there and do stuff like that. I wanted to be out in the snow all day long.
Yeah. I mean, I like sledding and stuff. That's still fun.
Sledding's fun. I did like building snowmen. And there are some people who actually kind of do snow art, which is pretty cool. Yeah. Like there was, I remember growing up, there was a family, every time we got big snow, they would make dinosaurs and stuff. Like really cool looking dinosaurs.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah. So some more snow sculpture. And there's a city, I don't know, it's not in the U.S., it seems like it's a Greenland or Norway or someplace, you know, where they get tons of snow.
Yeah.
And they do like snow sculpture contests. And these are fantastic.
Like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, super cool. But yeah, I think you guys are going to get more snow than we get. So
yeah, I mean, we're in for a lot of snow. So
I know. It's crazy.
But lots of sledding.
Yep. So many people getting it. It's just crazy. Because today I also did an interview for the Grave Talks. He's in Massachusetts. They're getting it. And they're going to get 24 inches of snow.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, that's how massive this storm is. It goes from, you know, Colorado to Massachusetts.
Like Texas.
Yeah. Down to Texas. My friend, I've been texting her today in Nashville. They're getting ice, and then it's going to snow.
Oh, God.
I did an interview this week with a lady in Georgia, and they were, and this was a couple days ago, at that time, they were expecting an inch of ice. I'm like, girl, you do not want an inch of ice. Oh, that would be horrific.
Yeah, no, that'd be horrible.
Yeah, so it's really crazy how big this is. I'm always as people probably have guessed over the years, your dad and I are both fascinated by weather, so we really talk about it, but I just find it fascinating when something this big hits and this many millions of people are affected.
Yeah.
So I'm stocked up. Your dad was talking yesterday. He was going to place a grocery order and get stocked up himself.
Yeah, we're getting stocked up here. So we're in for a big snowstorm.
I know. We'll have to text back and forth and see how it goes.
Definitely.
Well, let's dive into this story because I find it interesting. It's a little different. Is it paranormal? I don't know. It says, I've been listening to the show for about a month now, mostly during my overnight shifts. It's become part of a routine in a way I didn't expect. There's something comforting about hearing people talk about things they've experienced, but don't always have an explanation for. After listening for a while now, I started mentally revisiting things that have happened to me over the years. Not always stuff that it would be like, oh yeah, that was a ghost. Just moments that have stuck with me because it felt wrong or out of place or unsettling. And there's one particular incident I've never been able to shake. This happened when I was in my early 20s. I just moved from a small town in the Midwest to a much bigger city to work. I didn't know many people yet, and I was staying short term with two friends who were already established there. They rented an older house in a quiet residential neighborhood. Nothing fancy, the kind of place that had clearly been lived in for decades. The room I stayed in wasn't really a guest room so much as a catch-all room. Two twin beds, mismatched furniture, a narrow window facing the backyard. One of my friends I'll call Megan slept in the other bed most nights since her work schedule overlapped with mine. Megan was one of the most grounded people I've ever known. She wasn't dramatic, not spiritual, not into horror movies or ghost stories. She grew up in that area, had never left the state until adulthood, didn't have much interest in anything abstract or philosophical. She was practical in the purest sense. If something didn't serve a clear purpose, she didn't spend time thinking about it. That's important to understand because what happened doesn't fit her personality at all. So one night I woke up suddenly. There was no noise that I can remember, no dream that jolted me awake. It was just that abrupt, wide awake feeling where your body feels alert before your brain can catch up. The room was dark except for a faint glow from the streetlight outside, and at first everything seemed normal. Then I noticed Megan sitting upright in her bed. She wasn't tossing or stretching. She was sitting perfectly straight, hands resting on her thighs, facing my direction, and her eyes were open. That would freak me out. Oh, I don't like that. I remember that clearly because I remember thinking she was about to say something to me, and she did start speaking. It wasn't in English. I can't tell you what language it was, but it had a rhythm to it. It was measured and deliberate, felt formal. The words weren't slurred or half-formed like she was sleep-talking. It was like she was talking another language. I didn't know what to do. I didn't say her name. I didn't move. I just lay there, listening as she continued for what felt like a very long time, though in reality it was probably less than a minute. Her voice didn't sound panicked or distressed. If anything, it sounded calm. That part unsettled me the most. The part that unsettled me the most was her expression. She wasn't blank or glassy-eyed. She looked focused and present. It was like she was talking to someone who wasn't me. And then she abruptly stopped. She shook her head once, like someone snapping out of a thought, and in her normal voice, she said, "No, that's not right." There was a pause, and then she said, "You need to go." She lay back down and immediately fell asleep. I didn't. I lay there staring at the ceiling, my heart pounding so hard I could hear it in my ears. Every rational explanation ran through my head, sleepwalking, night terrors, stress, anything, but none of them quite fit. It was the way she addressed something that you couldn't see and then suddenly switched back to herself. Eventually, I pulled the blanket over my head and stayed that way until morning. And the next day, I asked her about it. She had no memory of it, no memory of sitting up or speaking. She laughed it off at first, assuming I was exaggerating or she had been half asleep. When I described the language she used and repeated the phrases she had said afterward, she got quiet for a moment and then shrugged it off and said, "I talk in my sleep sometimes." That was probably all it was. But I could tell she wasn't settled, even if she didn't want to admit it. Nothing like that ever happened again while I lived there. No strange sounds, no repeated incidents, no lingering sense of being watched. It was just that single isolated moment. But years later, it does still bother me. Not because I think she was possessed or channeling something or acting as a medium. I don't know what I think. What stays with me is the feeling that whatever was happening wasn't meant for me to witness. That I happened to wake up at the wrong moment and overheard something that usually goes unnoticed. Thanks for listening and for giving people a place to talk about experiences that don't come with easy answers. Abigail. I'm going to tell you right now, that would have freaked me out. If it's the middle of the night and you look up and she's just sitting there in bed like that and then starts talking in another language.
Yeah, that's going to be put on my list of do not do at the dead of night.
No. So I did this, and I've talked about it a couple times on this show, but I did a recent episode of the Grave Talks with this woman about, it's called parasomnias. So it's basically sleep disturbances, sleepwalking, all of those things that she just said. I think it's actually something like that and not necessarily paranormal. And I wonder if Megan has done it kind of on and off. And maybe it could be something that's stress induced. It could, you know, happen for a number of different reasons. But so often those things like that that happen in the middle of the night feel so paranormal, though. Like my little sister used to sleepwalk and it felt really weird. Like she would just pick up a chair. She'd walk in the living room and just looked at all of us and we're like, "Hey." And she's not saying anything. She's just staring at us. And she turns and walks in the kitchen and gets a kitchen chair and comes back in the living room and sets it down. And then she walks off. We're all like, "What the hell was that all about?" And went back to bed. Like, she was totally 100% sleepwalking.
Got to grab her nightly chair.
Yeah. But when you're witnessing it, it feels very paranormal and odd, like they're almost possessed.
Yeah.
So I don't know. My guess is that's what it is. I think it would make it even more eerie. Middle of the night, it's dark. She's sitting straight up in bed, kind of staring in your direction, but talking a language you've never even heard.
You know, it'd be funny.
What?
If when I come and visit you, you just come out of your room in the morning, I'm just sitting on the couch, like, speaking French or something. to nobody.
I'd be like, that would freak me out. I'm just going to tell you right now. That would freak me out.
Okay, I won't do that
to
you.
I was
going
to say, so if you want to get me, that would be a good way you could do that. But I've shared this story before about my friend when we were on a cruise, and in the middle of the night, she just woke up and screamed, like bloody murder scream. Ooh. Like something horrific had happened. It scared the shit out of me. And I sit up and I'm like, "Oh my God." And I'm like, Lynn, are you okay?" And so her bed's on one wall, my bed's on the other wall. I'm like, Are you okay? It's dark in there, so I can't really see her. And she goes, Yeah. And I'm like, do you need anything? "No, I'm fine. But the funny part was, after my heart quit racing and I calmed myself back down, because, you know, getting woke up like that in the middle of the night does scare the crap out of you.
Yeah.
I hear someone in the hallway outside say, "I don't know, but it came from around here." They went and got security or something. I'm like, "Oh my God, that's how bad that was." And so I thought, okay, if they knock on the door, I'm going to be like, "Yeah, I don't know. I didn't hear anything. I was sound asleep." But when I heard that it came from around here, I was like, "Oh my God." And the next day, I was like, "What the hell?" And she's like, "What?" I said, screaming bloody murder in the middle of the night like that? She had no remembrance of it. And I don't think it's paranormal at all.
Yeah.
I think it's night terrors.
It's still freaky. It's still a little weird.
So this is kind of a cross between like almost a sleepwalking state, but you're just not getting up. Kind of a, maybe even, because the woman in the who wrote the book, when I interviewed her about all these parasomnias, she has night terrors and sleepwalking. Like she has woken up in the middle of the night while, and she is getting dressed to leave the house for work.
No.
That feels really paranormal to me.
That feels really paranormal just in general.
Yeah, like you wake up and you're getting dressed to go to work and you're like, what am I doing? All of a sudden you come to and, or people who, you know, go out and take walks in the middle of the night. There's people who have supposedly, or it's a really good excuse, I don't know, they've said that, you know, they've committed brutal crimes and said they don't remember it. It was some sleep state.
Ew.
So I don't know. It's very interesting to me. And it has that feeling like it's really, really paranormal. But it could be a parasomnia at the same time. Ugh, that
one's
creepy.
Maybe she's just learning a new language and she decided to practice it in the dead of night.
It's like, what is this? Is it Chinese? Is it French? I can't tell. Well, let's go to our next story.
I have a story to share. I wrote it down, actually, but then I thought instead of sending it in, I would just record myself reading it, since when I listen to other people's stories, I love it when I can hear their voice telling the story. So here goes. I will read it off for you guys. My story takes place when I was 11 years old and living in Guildford, England. My family was living in a mock Tudor house that must have been built in the 50s or 60s. The house was large and well taken care of. As a child, I was very sensitive to the energy, not only of people, but of buildings and locations. My mother, very rightly, took us to visit all of the many historic sites, castles, and monuments that are all over the UK. But she would always tell me not to be silly when I didn't want to go down into the dungeons and places where a lot of people had been killed or tortured. Often, I would have to follow the rest of the family, afraid of being lost from the group, into these places, holding in my tears and panic, trying not to feel all the residual suffering and anger. She is not at all sensitive and has since apologized, since I am now older and more articulate and could tell her how I was feeling. I still like to give her a hard time and tell her that she scarred me for life, but it's all in good fun. The house we lived in felt full of memories to me, but not anything particularly negative. We'd only lived there for about a month and a half. My sister and I shared the master ensuite bedroom in the front of the house. My sister was 7 at the time, and as I said, I was 11. I slept on the bottom of our 2 bunk beds. I have ADD and have never found it easy to fall asleep, especially in that room. The light at night in that room was almost non-existent. It was very, very dark and had almost a heavy energy. I remember one night lying in bed looking at the crack of light showing from my parents' room as they got ready for bed, shining under my door. I dreaded the moment they would turn it off and I would be left listening to the quiet, settling noises of the house. The light did go off and I just lay there staring at the door. I must have drifted off to sleep, but I was woken by this strong feeling of something else awake in the room with me. I could hear my sister breathing, but it wasn't her sleeping presence I could feel. I didn't want to open my eyes, afraid of what I would see, but I couldn't just keep them closed and not know what was in the room with me. Finally, I could not stand not knowing anymore, so I opened my eyes and looked at the place I could feel someone standing. There was a lady. She was shadowy, but I could still see her in the dark. More than even seeing the details, that she was wearing a bathrobe and was clasping and unclasping her hands in front of her, I could feel her worry and sadness. She was looking at something that I couldn't see, focusing all her grief and worry on that one thing. She stood there, just filling the space around her with her anxiety and despair. I was too scared to do anything. I knew she should not be there, but I didn't know what to do. I wanted to get out of my room, but I knew I didn't want to go toward her, and she was between me and the door. She stayed there for a long time, and then slowly she turned to go, and before she reached the door, she disappeared. My heart was pounding, and I didn't sleep that night until it started to get light out at about 5 in the morning. A few nights later, she came back. Almost exactly the same thing happened. I was asleep, and her sadness would wake me. I would watch her, not moving, until she left. My sister would always kept sleeping right through this, and I knew I couldn't tell anyone. My mother didn't take lying lightly, and I knew she would think I was crazy or making it up. I had quite the reputation for always telling the truth in my family at this time, and I hated to throw that away since that meant I could get away with lies every once in a while. Well-calculated lies. Anyway, this kept happening for weeks, and it was always the same way. Every few nights, I would be woken by this lady. I brought a desk lamp into my room, and I would leave it on at night. And when I did that, I couldn't see her anymore, but I could still feel her sadness and worry come into my room. My fear of her never went away. I thought of trying to talk to her, but when I would try, I couldn't even whisper. I was always too full of my own fear and the great sorrow that she brought with her. I finally decided that I couldn't keep feeling this afraid all the time, so every night I would face the wall, and if I did wake up and feel her, I would just go back to sleep. Eventually, I either learned to sleep through it, or she stopped coming because she never woke me at night again. I would sometimes feel her if I'd come back to my room after it had been empty for a long time. If we'd been doing things in the other parts of the house, as I came through my door, a sort of wave of worry and despair would sort of wash over me until I sort of could fill the space with my own presence again. So, that's my story. So thanks, guys, so much. I really love the show. And keep being awesome. Bye.
Man, don't you hate that she had to live like that?
I really do. Like, oh, gosh.
That's a lot.
It really got me when she said, like, she was awoken by, like, the lady's sadness. Like, that is, like, number one, I'm just upset that she had to live like that for so long. But, right. I mean, I'm also kind of upset for, like, the residual haunting that's always just kind of there. Yeah. I mean, it kind of sounds like that lady, she's, like, eternally sad. And I can't help but think that in itself is incredibly sad.
And my guess is because I'm assuming she's an empath and she's able to pick up on feelings where other people in her family maybe can't. And so she, like she said, you know, she would go to her room and would feel despair and sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Like just she could be in other parts of the house and be fine and then go there and get that feeling again. I absolutely hate that for her. You know, kids should be able to be happy and live in a nice environment. I wish it was like that. You know, I wish every child had that and they don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, just growing up like that, and it's no fault of her own. It's, you know, and other people in the family might think she's crazy. Like, no, there's nothing like that. But because she's, I'm assuming, empathic, she's able to pick up on that. And experience her and see her. Like she could see her.
Yeah.
That would be so much to deal with.
Especially as just like a young kid going through that too.
Exactly. What do you do? Talk to your best friend Harper and go, oh, Harper, so the other night I was in bed. You know, it's like, because I was that girl, I remember telling I could talk to my best friend about it because she actually saw paranormal activity in my house from her house. because we were neighbors. So, like, she saw somebody come and sit on my bed one night when we were out of town. And she'd see lights come on and off when we were gone. So she would see things like that. So I could talk to her about it. But there's, you know, when you're a kid, it's just so easy to be judged for everything. You want to fit in. You don't want to, hey, I see this lady and I feel her sadness and despair. You know, other kids are going to be like, you are so crazy.
Yeah.
You know, she's crazy.
She's crazy. She's talking about a lady's sadness and despair. We don't even know what those words mean.
Exactly. And we're in the seventh grade. We have no idea what that means. So yeah, it just makes me feel sad for someone like her. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a real ghost story that you want to share with us, if you would like to leave us a voicemail, call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show, you get the advance episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.